Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years.
The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
Today's recap podcast is going to be about the 2024 Hudson Valentine Bluegrass Sale that happened this past weekend, April 12th and 13th in Lexington, Kentucky. Jamie, how did you think the sale went? Did you have a fun weekend?
Yeah, overall, I think the weekend was really a good time for everybody. The futurity was on Friday. They had just over 300 animals in the futurity. There was, you know, lots of excitement with people there because of the futurity, and then that excitement carried over into the sale on Friday night and then into Saturday as well.
Well, I know it was beautiful weather across a lot of areas in the country, so I assume it was also nice in Kentucky when you could get outside and do some of the sightseeing as well.
Yeah, it was nice on Saturday. On Thursday and Friday, it was pretty rainy there, but it was really nice on Saturday.
Well, should we get into the numbers here?
Yep, let's go ahead.
There were 81 lots listed in the sale total, with 30 heifer sale lots and 51 cow sale lots. The unofficial total was $292,400, while the unofficial average was $4,237. The internet-only average was $6,159.
Individually, the heifer sale official total was $170,600, while the unofficial average was $5,882. The internet-only average was $9,450. The cow sale unofficial total was $121,800, and the internet-only average was $2,868.
I would say that heifer sale average and internet average is something to be excited about.
Yes. A lot of people were very excited after the heifer sale on Saturday.
With this being the fourth sale of 2024 to be included in our Hired Hand Live Trends and Averages series, it takes our annual average for the year to date to $7,199, and the internet-only average year to date is $6,994.
There were 13,204 total views of consignments online, with 6,031 views of the heifer sale and 7,173 views of the cow sale. And there were 75 registered internet bidders.
The most viewed heifer before the sale and after the sale was lot H4 HBF Funfetti, consigned by Holly Billy Farms. She had 578 views before the sale and ended the day with 641 views.
The most viewed cow before and after the sale was lot 14 JTW Cindy Bowen, consigned by Diamond B Longhorns. She had 280 views before the sale and ended with 354 views after.
Now we're going to go over the top five in-person sellers and buyers for the heifer sale. The number five high-selling heifer lot overall was lot number H30, HL Trendy, consigned by Hudson Longhorns, and she sold for $5,750 to Double D Cattle Company.
Coming in at number four for the highest selling overall lot was lot H6 SDR Vertex Lioness, consigned by Sundown Ranch and sold for $7,000 to Hudson Longhorns.
The third highest selling heifer lot was lot H14 TP Carmel, consigned by Peterson Longhorns, and she sold for $8,500 to Bill and Elizabeth Hudson.
The second highest selling lot overall, lot H23 BR Corazon, consigned by Diamond B Longhorns, sold for $10,500 to Ricky McLeod.
And topping the heifer sale was with the number one highest selling lot overall was lot H5 DFF Starry Night, consigned by Downey Family Farms, and she sold for $14,000 to Theo Mikos.
Now let's go over the top five online sellers and online buyers for the heifer sale.
The fifth highest selling heifer online for the sale was lot H7 SDR Ketchin Trivia, consigned by Sundown Ranch, and she sold for $4,000 via Hired Hand Live to Walker Hance.
The fourth highest online seller was lot H10 STC Heartache Medication, consigned by Sutton Timber and Cattle, who sold for $5,000 to Tim Robinson.
The third highest selling heifer on Hired Hand Live was H18 HL A Cut Above, consigned by Hudson Longhorns, and she sold for $16,000 to Rock and D Longhorns.
Coming in at number two is H22 LMR Southern Charm, consigned by Silver Tea Ranch, who sold for $18,000 to Tim Robinson.
And closing out our stats of this past weekend's heifer sale is the highest online seller, lot H15, KDK Wild Wanda, consigned by KDK Longhorns, and she sold on Hired Hand Live to Dean and Sandra Whitlock for $22,500.
So now let's go over the top five in-person sellers and buyers for the cow sale.
The fifth highest selling lot in person for the cow sale was lot 11, Horseshoe J. Lucky, consigned by Home Branch Ranch, and she sold for $4,500 to James Guthrie.
The fourth highest selling lot was lot 20, Hubbles 2020, consigned by Hubbles Longhorns. She sold for $5,500 to Chaos Cattle.
The third highest seller in the cow sale was lot number 16, Silver Sarah, consigned by DCT Cattle, and she sold for $5,500 to Ricky McLeod.
The second highest selling cow overall was lot 42, Sosumi, consigned by Show Me Longhorns. She sold for $10,000 to Lick Creek Farms.
And the highest selling cow in person was lot number 25, So What, 17 over 8, consigned by Diamond B Longhorns, and she sold for $20,000 to Dickinson Cattle Company.
Now let's go over the top five online sellers and online buyers for the cow sale.
The fifth highest seller for the cow sale on Hired Hand Live was lot number 51, Gypsy's Catch HCL, consigned by Hudson Longhorns, and she sold for $1,600 to Rock and D Longhorns.
Coming in at number four is lot 34, ECR Signal Range, consigned by Odin Ridge Longhorns. She sold for $1,800 to Nathaniel Rose.
The third highest seller on Hired Hand Live for Saturday's cow sale was lot number 24, HL Country Woman, consigned by M7 Longhorns, and she sold for $3,750 to Walker Hance.
Number two is lot 13, Shamrock Big Deal, consigned by Hudson Longhorns. She sold for $5,000 to Tim Robinson.
And Tim Robinson also purchased the highest selling cow to go on Hired Hand Live, and that was lot number 26, Mona's Doolittle, and that was consigned by Bull Creek Longhorns. And so before we move on to the next stats, we just would really like to thank all of our online bidders and buyers.
So because of those online viewers and buyers, should we talk about some internet-only stats?
Yeah, let's do it.
So there was $98,550 of value added through the internet online bidding, with $75,600 for the heifer sale and $29,950 for the cow sale. There were 194 online bids, 16 lots sold online, with 8 from the heifer sale and 7 from the cow sale. And there were 7 different online buyers.
Now we're going to go over some of the Futurity class winners. At the time of recording our podcast, the NLFR statistics that we typically do for the overall top five heifers and top five bulls were not yet updated yet. So we encourage you to check social media later today and later this week to see if you can find those top runners. Should we go over the Futurity heifer winners, Jamie?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. Class one. The winner was Native Prairie Flowers, exhibited by Hoosier Longhorns, with 227.25 points.
The Class 2 winner, Guns Desert Rose from Tomy Farms, had 229 points.
The Class 3 winner, coming in with 228 points from Lonesome Pines Ranch, was Dynamite LP.
The Class 4 winner was HL Head on Back, from Hudson Longhorns with 229.25 points.
The Class 5 Heifer Futurity winner was Pack Rocks, consigned by Dickinson Cattle Company, and she came in with 230.25 points.
The Class 6 winner was also from Hudson Longhorns, HL Well Wishes, with 231.25 points.
The Class 7 winner was exhibited by McIntyre Farms, and her name was Don't Stop Miss Tough, and she came in with 231 points.
And the last class for the heifers, Class 8, the winner was HL Heidi Ho from Hudson Longhorns, and she had 230.75 points.
All right. It looks like we have a couple of bull classes here to report the winners on as well. Do you want to take Class 9, Jamie?
Yep. The Class 9 winner, M7 Hydros Thunder from M7 Longhorns, had 227.275 points.
The Class 10 winner was named Box Office 158/3, brought to Kentucky by Dickinson Cattle Company, and he received 230.5 points.
The Class 11 winner was M7 Grand Dan from M7 Longhorns, and he had 228 points.
The Class 12 winner was named Giver, also by Dickinson Cattle Company, and he ended the day with 229 points.
The Class 13 winner was LL5 Cherokee Jack from Sedlacek Lawson Partnership with 228 points.
And the last bull class we have to report here was Class number 14. The bull's name is Full Throttle. He's from Dickinson Cattle Company, and he received 229.25 points.
So there were two other awards that were given out this weekend, the High Point Heifer and the High Point Bull. Should we run over those quick?
Sure. The High Point Heifer came from Class 6. The name was H.L. Well Wishes. She was brought by Hudson Longhorns, and she topped out the heifers with 231.25 points.
And the High Point Bull was from Class 10, Box Office 158/3, who's from Dickinson Cattle Company, with 230.5 points.
So if I think back to our last podcast, Jamie, I feel like there were quite a few animal names in this one that we didn't read in the last one. So I feel like maybe there'll be some shifting among those top five NLFR heifers and bulls when they come out.
Oh, definitely. Yep. And I'm sure Joe's working on that now. So people can check back here in a couple of days, and I'm sure he'll have the results out there. It'll be fun to watch to see who those top 25 are throughout the year and how they change.
For sure. So one thing we always do after the sales is we ask all of you for your feedback and your comments through our texting program. And so we have a few of those to read on the air for you as well.
The first comment is, thanks, Bill and Elizabeth. The event was great and the facilities were awesome.
And then we got a few other responses that were all worded pretty similar, which came across as, as usual, to be expected. This happens all the time. It was another very classy event. So we thank everyone who sent in their responses as well. What's the next sale that we're going to cover, Jamie?
So the next couple of sales will be the Cherry Blossom and the BNC sale, which are both this Saturday, April 20th. So we'll have a recap of both of them the following Monday.